We're going to peer ahead to an event which is set for the latter part of January in the new year, 2017. It's time, though, for you producers who would be interested in this to make arrangements to be part of it. This will be the 20th Kansas Agricultural Technologies Conference, and it'll take place in Junction City, January the 19th and the 20th. K-State Research and Extension, of course, is very involved in this, as well as the keynote sponsor, the Kansas Ag Research and Technology Association. Joining us now, K-State Precision Agricultural Economist Terry Griffin, and from Northwest Kansas, Research and Extension Crop Production Specialist Lucas Haig. They're both involved in developing the program and will be part of the proceedings here. Start with you, Lucas. The importance of this program, and it really is a premier event, isn't it?
It is, Eric, and that's something, you know, you mentioned it as the 20th, and something we take a lot of pride in. It was really one of the first conferences of its type to bring together producers and very much a grassroots type feel to it, as well as research and extension folks and industry, of course. And so it's really a premier event. We try and bring those different visions together into this and offer a program that, you know, over the 20 years, a lot of the technology has advanced and changed, but yet a lot of the same questions we're having and some of the same discussions. Things have evolved, but yet some things have stayed the same, which has made it a really interesting conference over the years.
Now, Terry, it is a mix of presentations and plenty of opportunity for participants to interact and talk shop, if you will, right?
It really is, Eric. So if you're a farmer or an agricultural business in the Great Plains and you're going to go to one ag technology conference this year, this is it.
Historically, this program has covered quite the waterfront, if you will, of agricultural technology topics that are timely for the moment. So what sorts of things are highlighted in this year's program, Lucas?
So, Eric, we always try and have a mix of some nuts and bolts type, you know, technical talks. And so we actually have the folks here from Autonomous Tractor Corporation who are actually involved in one of these diesel electric conversions of a full-blown autonomous four-wheel drive tractor. And so we've got from the highly technical all the way to some more big picture things. We plan to have Randy Taylor and some of our early founding producers involved in a discussion about how this conference and how precision ag in general has evolved over the last 20 years.
Is there an economic component to it, Terry? Usually there is.
There definitely is. So one of the key presenters this year is Dr. Shannon Farrell from Oklahoma State University. He's an agricultural attorney and agricultural economist as well. And he's internationally famous for his discussions on farm data utilization and legal aspects of it. So he's going to be front and center for a part of it, as well as John Nowatzky from North Dakota State University. John is one of the leading researchers. He's an engineer. He's one of the leading researchers anywhere when it comes to unmanned aerial vehicles and drones. And when we talk about small UAVs, he has some technology that he may be the only one in the world using. And, for instance, he's using retired military drones to fly North Dakota. Hmm. And he's got some really fascinating research in that area. And it's, you know, he's one of the guys that if you look at the TED Talks in agriculture, he's discussing drones.
So there will be very intriguing information here, obviously, shared on these counts and others. And a typical part of this program not only would be those at the university settings and those from the private sector, but producers who are members of the association itself will be passing along their discoveries and their particular areas of research, right?
You bet, Eric. So, I mean, that's one of the key missions of the CARTA organization is to help provide the training and the resources for producers to use their ag technology to conduct meaningful on-farm research. And so we'll have, at a minimum, 15 producers presenting on different topics that they've been investigating on their farm for the last year or two. And that's always a crowd favorite is those on-farm research presentations, because there's a lot of learning that goes on, not just on that project, but a lot of learning about how to do it, you know, and something folks can take home and answer their own questions on their own farm with their own technology.
And this kind of format just begs for a trade show, so presumably there is one associated with it, right?
And we've got some vendors have already signed up, but there are spots still available. there's a deadline for that coming up, but we've got some spaces available.
Right. By the way, a lot of the information is at the CARTA website, which we'll share in just a moment. How about registration? What are the particulars here?
So folks can go to the CARTA website, www.cartaonline.org, and the details are there. So last year was our first move to Junction City as this conference has grown, both in attendees as well as trade show. It's really opened us up a lot of room for trade show. We'll have poster presentations this year from K-State research programs. So that new venue has given us a lot of opportunities. But, yeah, that January 10 is when we'd like to have folks pre-register by on the website.
And they do get a break on the registration fee for early sign-up, right?
Right.
As well as the CARTA members have a break.
But it's not restricted to just those members. No, any party, any individual interested in any facet of precision technology.
Sure. Probably half the participants are members, I would venture to guess.
Yeah, so membership's not a prerequisite. As Terry mentioned, we're trying to, you know, producers, agribusiness professionals, CCA credits will be offered for those needing them. And, you know, when we talk a lot about the program, Eric, but I think a lot of people, the reason that a lot of people come back year after year, and we've got people that have been there every year for 20 years, and it's the interaction. And not just the speakers, but over breaks, over meals, that interaction with other cutting-edge producers and agribusinessmen that really everyone goes home a little bit mentally drained, but it's in a good way. It's with fresh ideas and new things to tackle.
No doubt. It's an excellent dialogue every year.
The evening of the 19th is intended to be somewhat controversial with plenty of time to debate the issue at hand. This year, this is when Shannon Farrell and myself will be discussing farm data, legal aspects, and utilization.
And we understand how hot that topic is in the farm sector right now. Once again, it is the 20th Annual Kansas Agricultural Technologies Conference. It has been scheduled for January the 19th and the 20th at Junction City. And you can register online anytime now, preferred no later than January the 10th, if at all possible. Excellent program. We hope you'll take it in and go to cartaonline.org for a complete overview of the program and to follow the registration procedures there. Good luck with it, gentlemen. Thank you for coming over.
Thank you, Eric.
Research and Extension's Lucas Haig and Terry Griffin. Terry, an agricultural economist. Lucas, a crop production specialist. The Kansas Agricultural Research and Technology Association, as well as K-State Research and Extension, welcoming you to this conference in early 2017, January the 19th and the 20th.